101.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey everybody, good afternoon, Boundary County, Bonner County, and who knows where you are if you're joining us live on our internet live stream at NorthIdahoRadio.com. Welcome in. You know, we're here on Tuesdays. It's Speak Up. It's me, Barbara. How y'all doing today? I really hope that you're all out there shouting out great, because we're doing really great in here today, because we're talking with Christine DeNova, the Executive Director of Life Choices Pregnancy Center. And Christine, I would bet, if I were a betting lady, that most people have heard of Life Choices, but many will not know the breadth and the depth of the amazing services that you and your team provide your clients and our communities. So that's what we're all about today, information about Life Choices. So keep it right here, settle in, and we'll be right back.
Gather around, people, wherever you roam. When you're on a dark highway and far from your home, and the left rear tire on your Chevy gets blown, and if your car is worth saving, don't be like me, but stay clear off the road. When you're tired, you are a-changing. Night. Time drivers, please heed my call. Don't park on the highway if the shoulder's too small. Drive clear to the ramp, don't be a meatball. Some jerk with a wide load might nail ya. My Chevy got clipped and it fell off the jack. When the tire I was a-changin'.
Anderson Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Hello, this is Nevin Neal, pastor of Bonners Ferry Baptist Church, and I would like to draw your attention to a wonderful truth found in a number of verses of Scripture today. The Bible says in Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 1 Samuel 15:29 says, and also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. The truth that is made very clear in these two verses of Scripture is that unlike man, God has never had to say, I was wrong. He has never had to correct his statements because he told a lie. You know, I'm glad today that I can open my Bible with confidence and believe every word that I read, because the author has never been wrong, has never lied, and he never will. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at 267-3746 or find us at bfbaptist.com.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, let's join together, say hello, and welcome to our guest, Christine DeNova. Christine, thank you for being with us
today. My
pleasure. Well, let's begin with your overall mission, because we're going to get into all the details of the programs and that, but let's, what's your overall purpose and mission?
Well, at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, we offer hope, help, and healing to men and women facing situations related to unplanned pregnancy, sexual health, abortion, and family life from a biblical perspective. We share hope, help, and healing through the unconditional love of Jesus Christ.
You know, I think a lot of people hearing that are going to take a little breath back. And so we want to assure them that's the approach and the power and the purpose that you have. But your clients, you know, can fully participate in the programs and the services, and they may or may not be believers in this. They may still be seeking or not know what they believe, right?
That is correct, yes. And we don't force our Christianity on them. What we do is we just accept them exactly where they're at.
Exactly.
And we don't judge them in their situation or in their faith or anything. And we love them and we accept them and we also serve them.
Yes.
In their situation.
Yeah. And all of the services, let me see if I'm saying this right. First of all, the woman that comes in, maybe she thinks she's pregnant or she is pregnant, she is in control of what's going on, of what she participates in, what she decides to do or not do, and everything is confidential.
That's correct. It's free and confidential. The reason it's free is because there are churches, individuals, and businesses who support what we do. And so they're the ones giving the funding, the financial assistance. And everything is confidential. We are also bound by HIPAA laws because we are a medical clinic. And so the women are exactly what you said, in charge of their situation. All that we do is we give them evidence-based information about their options, and we serve them if they choose to be served. And so that's basically what we do. We just, as I mentioned before, we accept them and love them exactly where they're at, and we connect them to the services and resources that they want.
Well, the first thing people are going to see just by your name alone, so let's begin there, Life Choices Pregnancy Center. You have several areas of service that you provide for women when they come in. And so let's go through those. Pregnancy tests, ultrasound, tell us about that.
Yes. So we offer pregnancy tests that are medical grade. So obviously anyone can get a pregnancy test these days. You can just go to the dollar store and get one for a dollar. But ours are medical grade. They're 99.9% accurate. And we then offer limited obstetrical ultrasound. So our main goal in that is to recognize whether or not the pregnancy is intrauterine. So whether it's viable or not, if there is an ectopic pregnancy, which could be life-threatening for the mom, and the baby is just simply not going to grow. And so we help determine that as well. So it's a risk factor for many women. So we offer that limited ultrasound in the first several weeks.
Yes, that is so important because not just the young women, but even older women, you know, may want to be in a little bit of denial or they just don't know what they're going to do and they may let things go a little bit and wait. And really, they need to get in and get the medical grade testing and the ultrasound to see what's what going on in there.
Yes.
Is this the stage that there's one of the strengths, and you said it, one of the first things you said on the mission is you serve men and women. And it would be at this stage where if the woman is pregnant, if she wants to be or can be, you would be encouraging her to be in touch with the Father, whether they are continuing a relationship or not, because he is the father of that baby forevermore, or maybe with her mom and dad, who she might not want to talk to, or if it's an older woman, her mom and dad, or the grandparents. So would it be at this point that you try to help this woman see the option she has to bring a family, her family around her?
Yes, absolutely. From the very beginning, we ask about the father of the baby and would encourage her to consider having him a part of the life of the child if she chooses life, but also a part of the decision.
Mm-hmm.
As, you know, the laws do dictate that it is hers alone. However, the statistics show that 60% of women who make that decision are influenced by the father of the baby heavily. So we would encourage her to bring him into the decision-making process and invite him to come to our clinic mm-hmm. with her.
Yes. You know, whether they end up in a long-term relationship around this baby or not, if they choose to keep the baby, but like I say, he is the father forevermore, and that baby needs a father, however that relationship gets structured in this time. Many people probably think that the majority, and maybe it is so of your clients, are teenage pregnancies, but really the age span is surprising, isn't it? Tell us about that.
It's very surprising. Most people think that we really serve teenagers. The majority of our clients would be teenagers. That's not the case. In fact, most of our clients, 54% of them, are between the ages of 20 and 29. Only 9.5% are actually teenagers. And that was for this past year. Of course, those numbers do change from year to year, but the trend seems to be that there are less and less teenagers coming to us with unplanned pregnancies. And statistics also show that there are less and less teenagers engaging in sexual activity in high school.
That is good news, and I wonder if it's the prevalence of STDs. I mean, there was, I don't know what the time frame is, but there was just a rampage of sexually transmitted diseases, and I know a lot of health classes were taught in high school from your group who've been in the schools and others. And I think our young people started really listening to the long-range impact that would have forevermore on their bodies, on their future babies, on their future relationships.
Yes, absolutely. We do get the opportunity to go into the middle school and the high school and share with the kids, the teens, information about healthy relationships, healthy choices, and healthy boundaries. We kind of collaborate with Panhandle Health in that role, because Panhandle Health will then go in and really talk more about the medical mm-hmm. STD pieces. We talk more about the healthy choices, boundaries, and relationships, and teach the children what that looks like, and that they can choose healthy decisions, and that those decisions will actually be something that their peers will choose as well. And so they don't seem like they're being left out anymore. When we go to the classrooms, Diane is our education coordinator. She goes to the classrooms, and she's really pleasantly surprised at how much they already know, and she gets to participate in the classes with them. It's not a lecture. It's a participation kind of environment, more of a conversation like we're having right now, and the kids, we ask a lot of questions, and they come up with most of the answers, and they know exactly what they should be looking for and what they want in a healthy relationship.
You know, knowing what the best decision is and doing it are always two separate steps, and to be affirmed by maybe your peers and other adults besides mom and dad or the medical community or whatever supports you. Like you say, the kids that were, you know, not participating in risky behavior, it seems to me they'd be laughed at, and it was more cool to participate. Now it's really flipped. I want to go back to your percentages, because so 54%, let's call it 55%, 10% teens, that's 65%. So that leaves us with 35% or over are 30 or older. Yes. That are your clients. So 35% are, I mean, we would call that's an adult woman in her 30s, maybe even her early 40s.
Yes.
She could find herself pregnant.
Well, pregnant or coming to us for another one of our services.
Okay.
We do also assist women with a couple of other things. One is post-abortive healing. So women who have had abortions in the past who really find that they're struggling with that decision, we have two options for them. One is a class that's one-on-one with a coach and walks through the healing process. And then another is a group class where she gets to be in a group of other women who are in the same situation with her, and then two leaders of that group who have also been healed by abortion.
You know,
from abortion.
Yes, that, you know, I think that sometimes, I don't know whether it's a year after or a month after or 10 years after an abortion, but that realization of what has actually happened in your body catches up with most women. My question is also, if the man finds out about the abortion, is there post-abortion counseling for the man also? He didn't get to be a part of the conversation, or he did and he encouraged it, and now, you know, he realizes that that was his baby. How does that work for the guys?
Yes, we do. We have healing for the men as well. And yes, they are very much devastated by the decision that they also feel they don't even have a choice in. And so being men, they have a natural instinct to provide and protect. And so it's really devastating for them when a child of theirs has been aborted. Yeah. So they really do struggle quite a bit with that decision. And we do have men who can walk alongside them through a healing process as well.
That's really, truly awesome. I just, I don't know why, I just have such a strong sense of how important men are in all of these family equations. To be with the baby, to be in the decisions. I mean, even beyond the pregnancy center, you know, women, babies, kids, teens need their dads. They need men in their life, and they need their dad in their life. And it just cannot be overemphasized how important that is.
Absolutely. And statistics show that children who have the father in their lives do have much more success in their lives.
Almost at every marker. Yes. They have more success, whether it's grades, whether it's earning power, whether it's years of education completed, whether it's, you know, out of jail, you know.
Mm-hmm. In relationships.
In relationships. Every marker almost that you can think of.
Yes, I think that's a huge part of what our society faces right now is just the absence of the father and the consequences that has. Men really do bring a tremendous amount of value to the family.
And what has happened, and I think it's still in place, are laws, some of the laws on divorce and child custody and shared custody and shared decisions always from the beginning and even now still lean toward the woman, lean toward the mother. And that is just wrong. I mean, that is not right. And that's been, I think, devastating to our society. And here we are off on a little rabbit trail, but not really, because you bring the men in on this.
We do. We actually just created a special room just for the men. It's called the Men's Lounge. And so we recognize the vital importance that they play, and we want them to know that they have a place at Life Choices Pregnancy Center as well. And those that choose to parent, even if they don't get married, mm-hmm. these men are going to be in the lives of the woman and the child. And what we want to do is offer them an opportunity to become the best dads they can possibly be. So we have male mentors who will walk alongside them for that.
I love that. Let's start. We've got fundraising to talk about. We've got all kinds of other programs and services from before the baby's born to after the baby's born to even beyond and beyond that, that the Life Choices Pregnancy Center provides to our community. So why don't you give your telephone number out to our listeners so they can start taking down some of this information if they want to be in contact with you.
Sure. It's 208-263-7621.
And if they'd like to reach you on the web, how do they do that?
Our website's www.lifechoicespc.org. PC as in pregnancy center.
Okay. And is it capital letter important or it's all lowercase?
Yep. All lowercase.
Okay, because I'm looking at some caps here. So www.lifechoicespc.org, 263-7621 will get you in touch with Christina and her team. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we have so much more information for you.
Farmers Insurance knows that the dense coat of a brown bear on a hot summer day can make a cool swimming pool look awfully inviting. And what happens next? Well, that can sound awfully destructive. And we covered it. Talk to a farmer's agent who knows a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call your local farmer's agent, Chris Martin, at 263-7407 or stop by 214 Cedar Street in Sandpoint.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint is now hiring in all departments. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net. Super One Foods continues to go to great lengths to keep their customers safe with constant cleaning and other safety measures. For your convenience, try their shop online service. Just place your order online and set the time for pickup. Your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to your car. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
We have a winner alert. The Kootenai River Casino in Bonner's Ferry has more winning in store for you through November with gaming specials galore, including weekend super progressive jackpot. It's the staycation you've been waiting for. Rooms in our Kootenai Falls Lodge start at just $59 a night midweek or $99 on weekends. Book a room and we'll include breakfast for two. You'll also win big in the Springs restaurant with our November Trio Choice lunch or dinner special, including traditional roast turkey, honey-baked ham, or turkey ham combo. Each is just $13. They're served every day except Thanksgiving, where we'll serve up a holiday meal to remember. Our November spa special includes a $79 custom massage and anti-stress facial. Better get used to the winner's alert, because it'll be happening all November long at the Kootenai Casino. Book your staycation today by calling 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
In January of 2017, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
And within 24 hours of that diagnosis, we found ourselves here in Memphis at St. Jude. They knew what they were doing. They knew how they were going to treat her. They laid out this elaborate plan.
We didn't know what the future was, or if there even was a future. But with St. Jude, there was.
Not that long ago, the survival rate was 4%. 4%. But through the work and research that St. Jude does, that's now 94%. And you know how that got done? It's through donations, by people getting behind this mission that no child dies in the dawn of life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
Okay, we are back with Christine DeNova of the Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and we were talking on the break that I was curious about what the COVID effect might be on your clients or on the services that you're providing.
Yeah, so that was a really interesting situation when COVID hit. So many people, unfortunately, were out of work, and we were one of the essential services, and so we were able to remain open as long as we could abide by the CDC guidelines. And our medical director, Dr. Troy Guyman, he's amazing. And he really helped our nurse manager to be equipped to get those CDC guidelines in place very quickly. And so we were able to continue our services. We did not have to shut down. Unfortunately, one of our other local pregnancy centers did have to for a temporary period of time, but we were able to see their clients for them temporarily and offer the services that they needed at the time, and then they just transitioned right back to them. So that was amazing. But what we've seen with the trend is that we had to very quickly adapt to offering services virtually. Mm-hmm. And so our client services director, Sheila, she remembered that she had heard about this organization called Bright Course, and they offer these life skills classes and parenting classes, as well as special situation classes, all online. And we send out a link. They can do a pretest. They get the handout on that link, and then they go through the video of the training, and then they take a test afterwards, and then we call them back for a consultation to talk about how can you apply this in your life specifically. And so that has been really amazing. Our clients really have eaten that up. They really enjoy it. And they learn so much, and those classes that they take, they're able to earn points to go shopping in our store.
I know. I love it. Baby bucks. Do you still call it baby bucks?
No,
or is that
we
just
don't.
Something that I fell in love with?
Yeah, we don't call it baby bucks anymore. We just call them points. And it used to be the baby boutique, and now we just call it the store because we have men's clothes and tools for men and things for men as well. So we didn't want it to be so feminine.
Yeah, yeah. So. And so only the baby, because the whole family is the core important thing here.
Exactly.
So let's talk about what those life skills. First of all, I'm excited that the virtual classes were so successful. I was wondering if they would be faithful to it or if it would just be, you know, without them having to come in and be accountable. So that's an excellent report. What are some of the topics that are covered in life school, skills and classes and how they can earn points?
There are a lot of classes. So they have anything from preparing for pregnancy to nutrition. Then they have life skills classes, preparing for a career, finding a job. Then they go into special circumstances, healing from abuse, fighting the impulse to spend, taking care of hygiene, anger management, sex and you, all kinds of things. Then there's positive partnerships where they talk more about relationships. So there's healthy boundaries, cohabitation, marriage choice, staying married. Then there's things like child abuse and neglect, breast pumps and briefcases, you know, moms that were working. There's just all kinds. And what's been really amazing is we've been able to recently collaborate with Health and Welfare, Child and Family Services for some of their parents who are trying to work to get their children back from foster care. And they have been referred to us to take some of our parenting classes. And with those classes, it helps them to gain credibility with the foster care system and get their children back. So it's been really amazing what these courses have offered for our clients and the community.
You know, maybe you've been on the radio in the last couple of years, but I've been gone the last few years, and so it's been a while since you and I have talked. And even though I've heard presentations by you and different places, I am really impressed with how deep and broad your services are. I mean, you've gone well beyond the pregnancy and supporting the woman, the father through pregnancy. I mean, it's way beyond jobs and life skills and healing from abuse. And this, I mean, they could be working with you for a long term, kind of a long-term process. If they need that support, it's available to them.
Yes. Well, we really, Life Choices itself has been designed to, first of all, equip and encourage moms and dads to build strong families. So we've always been about the whole family. It's never just been about the baby or the mom who's pregnant. It's been about the whole family.
Kind of over the years with them, kind of extending out now into the life.
Yes, absolutely. And so when Life Choices was designed, it was designed to help in the first maybe 3 to 4 years of the child's life through these classes and offering supplies and encouragement and all kinds of skills. But we've found over the years that our clients, when they choose life, they have a lot more needs. And the needs go beyond the first 4 years of the child's life. And so we have recently this year launched another ministry called Ida Hope Families. And it was birthed out of the needs of our clients, because our clients would come to us, well, you know, in the last year or two, more and more clients are coming to us in a situation where they're pregnant and homeless. So there's a huge problem with homelessness here in our community, but pregnancy and homelessness is even more taxing on them. And so we had more and more of those cases, but then we would also have women come to us 7, 8, 9 years after the baby's born with other situations. You know, maybe they're find themselves in an abusive relationship and they have to now find a new place to live for them and their child. Or maybe they come to us with a second pregnancy and they have to be hospitalized for that pregnancy and there's no one to help take care of their child. And so we've had more and more situations like this from our clients, and we recognize that there are no other resources in the community to help them with these things. And so we took it upon ourselves. We were praying as a board, and we found, we thought, well, we're just going to have to create a network of support. So we went down that road and realized very quickly that this is going to take 10 years, and we don't have 10 years. Our clients need the help. And so what had happened was we would call on the church. We have about 36 churches who support us, and we would call upon them and say, we have this situation with one of our clients. Can you help with this, or can you help with that? And in most cases, the church would be able to help the client, but sometimes it took a couple of weeks, and they're at risk during that time. And so we knew that that wasn't the answer for us to scramble at the last minute. We knew we had to have some kind of a program created. And so the Lord brought to us Safe Families for Children, which is a national organization that was created specifically to help families in crisis. And so we adopted that program. We are the North Idaho chapter for Safe Families for Children. And
that's what you call Ida Hope Families.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so what that does is it runs through the church. And these individuals who started Safe Families for Children were working in the foster care system. And they were Christian individuals, and they recognized that 70 to 80% of the calls that came in were not qualifying for foster care because they weren't yet abandoned, abused, or neglected children. But they were clearly in crisis. And so these number of people left foster care and said, we're going to start something new to help these families so they don't have to get to the place where they need foster care. We're going to prevent foster care, and we're going to help these families in crisis to become self-sustaining. And so they created a program, and they have what's called a circle of support that runs through the church, where you have a family friend, a family coach, and a host family, and they all volunteer for these roles. We train them.
And they volunteer ahead of time. It's not like phone call, say, oh, yeah, I can do that. No, they are vetted, and they apply, and they get set up, and they are ready to receive when someone comes to have that need that they're providing. That's so cool.
Yes, they're vetted. We do FBI background checks, and then we do home assessments. And so we had to hire a family coach supervisor who is a master degree counselor. And so she assesses all of the crises, and then she puts this plan in place and assigns the host family, the family friend, and the family coach, so that it's not just someone hosting during a period of time, but there's this circle of support where the family friends come alongside those two families, and the family coach goes in weekly and helps the parent in crisis or parents in crisis, and coaches them and holds them accountable through the crisis so that they can learn the skills that they need to be self-sustaining and get through it.
You know, this is so good. I want to go back to the idea of how the families have come in or the parent has come in a homeless situation. Is that something that is also this 2020 phenomena where they've lost their job and so they've lost income? Or in our area, the cost of housing has just become just really just crazy high. And I'm wondering if all of that is contributing to why you are seeing more homeless clients.
Definitely, it's the cost of living, and for sure COVID. With the COVID situation and so many people losing their jobs, there's so many families that are at this point now suffering the consequences because the government did offer that stimulus package. And so they were able to get unemployment and an increase in that unemployment money. And now that has stopped. And so I know there's supposed to be another package coming, but for right now, people don't have that extra money. And so they are in a situation where they're financially strapped and they maybe can't afford their home or their rent anymore. And so they will find themselves homeless. But also the groceries and, you know, just the cost of living as a
right.
whole. And then, you know, mechanics, we need mechanics for situations where many of our clients, their car breaks down and now they can't afford to get their car fixed. And
right.
so if we have a mechanic who is a family friend, they can fix it for the labor for free and then they just pay for the parts. So there's all kinds of opportunity for people to join in, to be a family friend. And a host family and a family coach is a much more, it's a much higher, I guess, calling, mm-hmm. if you will. It's something that a certain set of skill set is needed, but a family friend could be someone who just says, hey, I'm going to come alongside this woman in crisis and I'm going to take her out for coffee and offer her a shoulder to lean on or, you know, just be a friend.
Be a friend, right. Well, we're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, we're going to have information about a fundraiser. We've kind of been giving you all of the wonderful, amazing programs that are provided through Life Choices Pregnancy Center. And they do this not with government funding, but with private funding, people and churches and organizations and people like you. If you want to support any of these programs, there is a wonderful way coming that you can have some fun with a fundraiser. It's going to be like an online fundraiser, right?
Yes.
That's going to be tons of fun. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Did you know Johnson Heating and Cooling sells, services, and installs all home heating equipment? Whether you live in Bonner or Boundary County, make sure you go with the professionals for your gas, electric, wood, and pellet stove needs. Johnson Heating and Cooling is also your local dealer for high-quality Quadrifier stoves and Lennox furnaces. Johnson Heating and Cooling is located just past Arnie's Conoco in Kootenai off Highway 200. Call Johnson's Heating and Cooling at 263-9402. That's 263-9402.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Kiniksu Feeds is your family-owned source for high-quality non-GMO feed in the Northwest. Founded by farmers and ranchers that know agriculture on a large and small scale, and only by feed ingredients from reputable sources they know and trust, Kiniksu Feeds is excited to now offer some of their great products in pellets and crumbles, including their all-new rabbit feed. To find out more, look for Kiniksu Feeds at your local feed store or check out their website at kiniksufeeds.com. You can also find them on Facebook.
Hello, this is Jeweler Jane from Clark's Diamond Jewelers in beautiful downtown Coeur d'Alene. All jewelers are not created equal, any more than all doctors, lawyers, or mechanics. And shopping for a family jeweler is no less important than these other professionals. My diamond dad has always said he wouldn't sell a diamond that he wouldn't give to his mother. And he really loves grandma. We all do. And my grandpa Ralph used to say, if you don't know diamonds, know your diamond jeweler. I am so thankful for all these generations of valued customers and invite you to consider Clark's if you're shopping for fine jewelry or buying or selling a diamond.
It's a dream come true for me, Jane, to watch you and your amazing team work with all the newest technology and styles. The industry has changed so much in the past 40 years, but service, quality, and value remain timeless.
At Clark's, we remain committed to providing the latest in styles and design at the best price. After all, a diamond represents a commitment to a lifelong relationship with each other.
And with your jeweler. Clark's Diamond Jewelers in beautiful downtown Coeur d'Alene since 1907.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Hey there, you are enjoying all this at 1400 AM, 1450 AM, 97.1, and streaming live at NorthIdahoRadio.com. We've just got it served up any way you want it. We're talking with Christine DeNova from Life Choices Pregnancy Center, been covering the amazing programs and services that they provide for our extended communities. And you have a fundraiser coming up on November 14th, but really the days leading in. Tell us all about the fundraiser and how we can support you.
Well, I'd love to. So on November 6th, we will launch our online auction. And we actually were going to have an in-person event along with an online auction. But when Governor Little downgraded us to stage three, after much prayer and discussion, our board decided that our community's health was an absolute priority. And so we just canceled the in-person event and decided we would do it 100% online. So our online auction will start on November 6th. And, you know, you have to get the link to that in order to shop. But if you want to participate in watching our online event, it is November 14th. It will be on Facebook. And you can go to Facebook at LCPC Fall Events. And you'll get at 2 o'clock on November 14th, we will go ahead and launch that program. And you'll also be able to get the online auction information there. Or you can contact me at Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. At lifechoicespc.org.
You know, Facebook, if people just go to Facebook LCPC, Life Choices Pregnancy Center LCPC, they'll find fall events right there on your, or is it a separate Facebook?
It's a separate Facebook page, so okay. It's LCPC fall events. If they wanted to...
They could probably also call just your regular phone, 263-7621, and say, what's the link? I want to participate in the auction, or how do I find you on Facebook, or how can I hook up with you guys?
Absolutely. Okay. And if they go to our website, www.lifechoicespc.org, they can contact us through the website.
Okay. That I think that helps out. So give them a call at 263-7621 or www.lifechoicespc.org, and you'll get there. Now, we want to, we still have some things on the fundraiser about all the great auction items, but I know that you have a separate, did you say 24-hour open line for the Ida Hope families program. These are families that are in crisis. These are families that need help right now. So that line is always open and always somebody there to answer it.
Well,
or how does that work?
We're on call with that number. So yes, the number, if they press 1 when they go to 208-295-SAFE, if they're in crisis, they press 1, and that will ring our family coach supervisor's cell phone. And okay. So if she's not available because she's maybe in another meeting with another family, she'll get a message and she'll return the call within a few hours.
Okay, so 295-SAFE is kind of that, you know, really immediate and 24-hour a day to get some kind of a quicker response than office hours, per se. All right, that's really good. Well, so what's up in this auction for the fundraiser? What is it that we're going to get to bid on and enjoy?
Oh, gosh, there's so many things. We really wanted to take the opportunity to also support local restaurants and local stores, because you know they've also taken quite a hit this year with COVID, and so anyway, we have some wonderful gift certificates and or items from our local restaurants and stores, and we really want to encourage people to really take advantage of that and visit these wonderful businesses. So we have lots of that. We have some
like
really
what kind
unique
of businesses. Tempt us a little bit. Just all kinds.
All kinds. Yeah.
Restaurants and
restaurants
ski and
yeah, absolutely.
Boating.
Finn and McDonald and you know Grace and Joy and so many of the wonderful stores on First Avenue and the restaurants. There's restaurants in Hope and there's restaurants in Sandpoint, several of them in Sandpoint. But yeah, so we want to really encourage people to visit those.
Absolutely. Support our local businesses like never before. I mean, that's, make all your Christmas gifts be these things. I mean,
absolutely. Know. That's what we're telling people, you know. Why don't you shop for all your Christmas gifts at our online auction? We have some B&B stays, a wonderful flight around Sandpoint, along with a dinner for 4 at a local restaurant, of course, and just lots of wonderful things, unique things that a local artist has made. They're made out of birch wood, but they also are made out of cowboy boots. It's kind of a unique thing. It's a birdhouse made out of a cowboy boot and some birch wood. It's
yikes!
Quite
that
interesting.
Sounds wonderful.
It's beautiful.
Well, I know there are tons of baskets that are coming in, and these are elaborate, big, amazing, wonderful baskets. Because the little Bible study group I was in, we put together just our little ladies group. A basket. And I know many, many people in churches have done that and individuals have done that. So you can get an airplane ride and dinner for 4. You can just like look at these amazing baskets, all with a theme and all with kind of an idea for the retail. So, you know, you're going to know as you bid kind of what the more or less the value is, right? Which I think is really the right thing to do.
Yes, we have a buy now button too. So if you find an item that you just think I have to have this, you can just buy it right away.
For how do you know that that's the highest bid?
Well, we gave it twice the amount.
Oh, okay. So if you're willing to pay that amount, it's
yours right now.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Everybody wants to buy now. I love that. All right. Well, let's. There are so many wonderful things. We didn't even get to all of the programs and everything that you do for your clients in our community. So I just want to repeat 263-7621 will get you in touch. LifeChoicesPC.org will get you in touch. 295-SAFE. 208-295-SAFE will get you in touch. Christina, thank you so much for being here with us. I appreciate it so very much.
My pleasure, Barbara. Good to see you.
Thank you. So, all right. That's the program for today. And listeners, I want to say thank you to you for being with us. You know, we spent a lot of time on services today, so you will be knowledgeable about the Life Choices organization. And so you'll be encouraged to support it. You'll be encouraged to recommend it to someone else. And I hope that you'll be encouraged, if you have the need, to use it yourself for your benefit. Christina, God bless you and your team.
Thank you.
Yeah. My guest next week will be Sergeant Skylar Ziegler from the Sandpoint Police Department. Tons of questions for the sergeant. He's representing law enforcement, our heroes. Tons of respect for all of our police officers, county deputies, and state troopers. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care and be blessed.
K246CU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.
From ABC News.